shout hallelujah every day.
It's Friday, and as always, Friday podcasts are for healing. God has and will always be faithful to bring healing through these messages. Get a bottle, sachet of water, faith item, or oil to be blessed. I have no doubt that God will wipe tears away by the reason of this message today in Jesus' name. Child of God, welcome to Hallelujah Every Day, your podcast channel for inspiring and devotional messages. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. It's good morning from my time zone. Wherever this message is listened to, the power of the Almighty God to heal will appear in Jesus' name. Child of God, God Almighty first revealed himself as Jehovah Rapha to the Israelites after their exodus out of Egypt. After 3 days of wandering in the desert of Shur, the Israelites were in desperate need of water. They discovered a river. However, the waters were not good for drinking. As a reflection of the quality of the water and their emotional disposition, the Israelites named the river Marah, implying bitterness. Child of God, God divinely cleansed the water by instructing Moses to throw a piece of wood into the water, thereby making it drinkable. Following this miracle, God declared himself as Jehovah Rapha, the God of healing, to his people by proclaiming, "If you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." Hallelujah. That is from Exodus 15 and verses 26. Child of God, Jehovah Rapha heals sicknesses and infirmity. He gives healing from mental affliction. He gives healing from spiritual affliction. He gives healing for emotional sufferings. He gives healing for anxiety or worry. In the Bible, the power of Jehovah Rapha is seen in Jesus Christ, healing a man with leprosy in the book of Matthew chapter 8 verses 1 through 4, forgiving and healing a paralyzed man in the book of Mark chapter 2 verses 5 through 12, raising Lazarus from the dead in the book of John chapter 11 verses 41 through 44, restoring the eyesight of two blind men in Matthew 9 verses 27 through 31, healing a woman who had bleeding for 12 years in the book of Luke chapter 8 42 through 48. Child of God also healing a multitude of people by the reason of their touching of the garment of Jesus Christ in Gennesaret. That is Mark chapter 6 verses 53 through 56. So many evident proof and manifestation of Jehovah Rapha healing people. Yesterday, today, and forever, God Almighty remains the same and is Jehovah Rapha for us today in Jesus' name. Child of God, today connect by faith, and the healing power, his mercy, his compassion will avail for your sake in the mighty name of Jesus. Child of God, Jesus is always and ever willing to heal, but the cycle is only complete if you open your mouth to ask by faith. Then healing is activated to come forth. In the next few seconds, I need you to talk to God Almighty on what areas you need healing. Go ahead, talk to him as we prepare to pray. Amen. Now lift up the faith item and container of water as we pray. Connect by faith and let your amen be loud. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare, let the fire of the Holy Spirit pass through these faith items. Anything that isn't from God in your life, let the blood of Jesus destroy them in the name of Jesus. Whatever ailment, whether it has a name or not, let it dry now to the root in the mighty name of Jesus. Any sickness in your life instigated by wickedness, be destroyed. Be destroyed, be destroyed in Jesus' name. Any sickness eating up your finances, any ailment making a show of shame over your peace, any infirmity that has vowed to hinder and destroy your testimony, I declare by the power in the blood of Jesus, let them be destroyed and be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Any curse or covenant in place to keep the problem in existence, be broken, be broken, be broken in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus upon your case. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. I pray specially for all spinsters and bachelors today, looking to God for godly partner. Let the connecting power of God do something new in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Spiritual gates of your father's house locking you in from getting out, be broken and scatter in the name of Jesus. I declare, wherever you have been padlocked, let the hammer of heaven set you free indeed in Jesus' name. Wherever your names are called, in the forest, in the water, in the coverns, the blood of Jesus set you free. In the name of Jesus, I declare as you use the water for drinking or washing your body, as you use any of the faith items, it will work for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the river of living water envelop the water in your container in the mighty name of Jesus. It is done, and it is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Child of God, visit our website www.hallelujaheveryday.org. There are so many resource materials there, and of course you can be part of this great evangelism. You can be part of this podcast, and you can connect with us by faith to also partake in supporting for the podcast to continue to be on air. We can't round up this podcast without saying and praying a happy birthday and congratulations to those having their wedding anniversary. I declare the season is for you. It's a season of unprecedented blessings and joy. Congratulations on your special occasion. God bless you abundantly in the mighty name of Jesus. Thanks so much for listening. Do keep sharing the podcast. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never ever take your time for granted. We sincerely value your input and of course your feedback. Have a wonderful day today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.